AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no reason to alter the schedule for President Obama's trip to Africa tomorrow, although details have leaked out on social media.
There are details about the president's schedule that are already known, but the details of the president's schedule that are critical to keeping him safe are details that have not been disclosed publicly at this point.
White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice says despite the leaks, the Secret Service is confident it can keep the president safe.
Obviously, we wouldn't be taking this trip if we thought that security conditions precluded us doing so.
A Texas sheriff says the 28-year-old black woman who was found hanging in a jail cell told a guard she has once tried to kill herself.
Waller County Sheriff Glenn Smith says Sandra Bland admitted while being questioned during booking on July 10th that she had attempted suicide. But a second officer says Bland insisted she was not depressed, only angry over being arrested. Family attorney Cannon Lambert says relatives have no evidence she previously attempted suicide, and they dispute the finding that she hanged herself.
We want the answers, and Sandy demands them.
Bland was arrested by a Texas state trooper after a confrontation following a traffic stop. The local medical examiner says she hanged herself in her cell 3 days later. I'm Tim McGuire.
Prosecutors in Centennial, Colorado told jurors today James Holmes should be put to death for the theater shooting because he deliberately and cruelly killed 12 people, including a 6-year-old girl. A flight from Denver to Los Angeles was diverted to Grand Junction, Colorado today after a number of passengers reported feeling ill. The crew dropped oxygen masks, but all the passengers were able to walk off the plane. Only one was taken to a hospital. This is AP Radio News. New York City and Uber, the car service company, have agreed to terms that head off a plan to limit the service Uber provides to New Yorkers.
The city council was set to vote on a bill that would cap Uber's growth at 1% for the next year, while its effects on traffic and air quality were studied. Now the company and City Hall have reached agreement to limit the study to 4 months with no cap on growth. In the last few years, Uber has grown to the point where there are almost twice as many of its cars on the street as yellow taxis. Critics say that's increased congestion. Uber's defenders say its cars are spread all over town, unlike taxis. City officials say they could still cap the growth of Uber, whose cars are summoned by smartphone app rather than street hails, if the company reneges on the agreement. Warren Levinson, New York.
It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skidded 68 points as technology stocks slumped. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.